As you may know, we're starting a series today called Spirituality for Dark Times. And as part of that, I thought it'd be good to interview some people over the weeks. I'm not sure we'll do this every week, but we'll try and do it most of the weeks, where we just get a bit of an insight into how different Christians, and people have their own ways, different ways of doing things, engage with God on a daily or weekly basis. So I thought I'd start with Alison. Alison has been hiding around the corner here playing the piano, and often is up the front singing, leading the music. And Alison, just a couple of questions. Do you want to just first of all say your life? Well, you can come and jump on this. Do you want to say what you do in life and how busy you are?
Okay. hello. So I currently lead on all early years teacher training at UCL. So I do spend at least 3 days a week in London, and I work long days. I have to liaise with school, I have to manage a team of staff, and I have to create timetables and modules, etc., etc., mark lots of master's level work, so it's quite a busy life.
Okay. and how do you find time, and what do you do to keep connected with God in that busyness of life?
So I've got into the habit, when I wake up in the morning, first thing I do is pray, and I give my day to God. That doesn't mean everything goes perfectly, it doesn't. But it just reminds me that God is in control. So if I pray to God and lift the day to God, lift up people to God, lift up situations to God, then I feel like I'm on to a good start. So that's what I do. Later on in the day, I have organisations that we support financially, TIF and IJM, various other ones. So I have their prayer diaries and I spend time praying for them and for our church. So I have the prayer list from our church as well. During the day, I frequently have to spend time with God. Last Monday is an example, first day back, all the trains were being cancelled. Fortunately, I have a support network, so I sent a message to Creative Group and various people and said, please pray, because I've got to get into London. I've got a lecture at 10. I had to delay it by half an hour. And I'd been changed from 3 different trains, got stuck in the lift at Randwick Station and had to be rescued with my suitcase. And I got on a train to Victoria in the end, which is quite a distance from where I work. But in fact, as I sent that prayer request, by the time I got to Faversham, a train to St Pancras was being started at Faversham, and I managed to get in and start at a reasonable time and get my lectures done that day. So things like that happen all the time. All the time, I have a meeting that I've got to go to, or I've got to have a difficult conversation with either a student, a school, or even a member of staff. Before I have that meeting, I have to remember to pray. I'm also very blessed in that I have a network of Christians around me. One of my early years team is a very strong Christian, so I can turn to them and ask them for prayer support as well.
Brilliant.
Oh, and Bible reading. I do a daily Bible reading.
Yeah. Okay. So just one quick last thing. That's fantastic. And what do you use to help you with your Bible reading? Do you have a sort of scheme or anything with that?
Yeah. So one of the things I do early on in the day, I have Lectio 365, which I love doing. But I use Lectio 365, which comes from the 24/7 prayer room. They do a morning and an evening. I don't always do the one at night, because sometimes I just fall asleep, but I do try to do the one at night. And then I use the Nikki Gumbel and Pippa Gumbel Bible in a Year. I kind of like that approach. And I'm always amazed, despite it being planned a year in ahead, almost certainly every day there is something which is pertinent to my situation or my day, so I use that.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Alison, for sharing that with us. It's really helpful to sort of see how people engage with God through the day in different ways, and hopefully we'll hear more as we go through the weeks.